Because we sold everything else, you know. And then how it trickled in after that, you know, that's somebody else's problem. But that's always something to think about. There's date codes on these things. So if you have a chance of looking at some of the stuff I've seen, it's got Julian dates. But this is one of the biggest reasons the auto parts stores won't leave the batteries on display. They want to make sure that the batteries are rotated, so when you show up, you get the oldest one there, you know. You know, so they're refreshing everything. And when I knew a few people here and there, I didn't play by that rule. I go, hey, give me one of those that's in the back. I read the Julian date to make sure they're not giving me any problems. So food for thought on that. I want to put up the machine right now, so hold on 1 minute. Well, I guess I'm doing good with that. Of course, I had a little squelch tail on that. And according to Mike, he doesn't even believe I got a base radio, so that must mean I'm on an HT right now. So who knows how it's coming out. But anyway, one other food for thought. Inherently, all our automotive fuels have some kind of ethanol in it, and that should prevent you from having problems having water in the gas in any form. The worst time, if you never thought about it, the worst time to buy gas is when that tanker just started unloading. It will mix everything up. And I had a problem years ago. I got bad gas. And basically, water in the gas. Well, when your car is constantly being used, you won't even know you got it. The computer can even compensate for some of that goes on. But you let your car sit for a few hours, that's when gasoline is lighter than water. Water will settle at the bottom of the tank, and that's the first thing that your fuel pump is going to grab. Even though I'm starting up the car, there's a certain recirculation of gas going to the fuel rail and back to the tank. It's not enough to get yourself out of trouble, or at least in the situation I was. You guys will love this one. So I'm using physics. Now, it was an occasion that I bought gas that day, so I figured I know what had to happen to this car, because it was wintertime, too. Well, I got in the bumper of that car, and it was that 2005 Grand Prix of mine, and I shook the living daylights out of it. Now she would start. You let that car sit more than 4 hours, you had a problem starting. Once I got through that whole tank of gas, perfect. I do not recommend putting a boatload of heat in the tank if you have these problems. This is the way the fuel systems are. And heat is basically, you're just throwing more alcohol into the gasoline. And this is chemically how it works. Water and gas does not mix. You think it does, but it don't. But water will mix with alcohol, and alcohol will mix with gas. This is how it all works. But if something sits long enough, there's still going to be a separation at some point in time, and there you got water at the bottom of the gas tank. Those who fly, private pilots, there's a drip leg that they'll take a sample of that gas after that bird has been sitting down for a while, and you can optically see if you have water in the gas. And what you do is you have a little clear vial, and you fill it up to this line with water. Then you add the gas, shake it if you want, but you got to sit down and let it settle. You'll eventually see two different tones of color,